Manon Spirit of Grapevine, and yes, we in the building. We are in the building. We live. We live from the Truth Radio, award-winning Truth 101.7. This is Friday. Soapbox Friday. Get on your soapbox. I'm on my soapbox. I just got out of the soapbox. I'm back on the soapbox because it's time to be on the soapbox. I'm glad you guys are here. My mother called me and she was like, you come in a little bit too hype. I mean, she knows I come into her house hype. That's just who I am. Shout out to my mama. I know she's listening. But I'm just a hype dude, man. That's all. I'm hype. Welcome to the Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir. Again, and we about to pick these grapes. Milwaukee. I'm going to start with another topic. I'm going to start with the same topic that we ended off with because, lettuce tied to cyclospora outbreak. So anyway, I'm going to start with the same topic we ended off yesterday with because I think this is to be continued. Milwaukee. You got to listen to this. The Pentagon just opened up something called the High T Department. Say that with me. The High T Department. And I promise you, I'm not making that up. So by the end of this hour, you're going to understand why I think this is way more than about hormones, right? Because the High T Department addresses testosterone. And I think we need to go deeper into this. This is just not about testosterone and them testing testosterone and finding ailments in testosterone and then having some remedy for low testosterone. That is not the case. I don't think it is. I think it's something different. So we're about to go deep. We're talking testosterone. We're talking steroid Olympics backed by DJT. Junior. Yes, that's Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump Jr. Yes, the money that he's making behind this is absolutely ridiculous. That's not your radio going in and out. That is me elongating absolutely. I mean, I want to really say that is really foul of what he's doing. The guy made, you know, close to $2 to $3 billion since he's been in office. That's a come up. I mean, that is a real come up. Look at a meme coin. He got in and out. Now he got a gold coin with his face on it. He has a gold coin, a gold dollar that is coming out with his face on it. And on the back is his I see the picture on the back. Somebody said it's a picture of his butt on the back. I don't know, man. He's telling us to kiss his keister. So there's a steroid Olympics backed by Donald Trump and also Peter Thiel. If you don't know who Peter Thiel is, Peter Thiel is the guy who has plenty of money, who's an investor. And he's invested in everything, Facebook, you name it, Instagram, all these places, man. He's invested in all of these people and all of these companies, and he's netted major returns. So the Steroid Olympics happened in Las Vegas earlier this year. We're going to talk about birth rates. We're going to talk about who this country is quietly trying to engineer, starting at the military level. Then we're going to bring it home because Milwaukee just changed its police rules, its police chase rules. And I need you to know the pros and cons. I don't have I don't have the knowledge to understand everything. So we're going to try to analyze the pros and cons before you form a drastic opinion. We're talking about a place right here in this city helping men catch themselves before a bad night turns into a tragedy. And I'm teasing a guest next week that you don't want to miss. And then breaking news. Today, the source of the parasite outbreak just got confirmed. Well, maybe not today. About 2 days ago. I'm pretty sure they knew about this. And it's sitting right inside of a restaurant, a nightclub, Taco Bell, that you guys probably ate at sometime this week. Plus, that haze is still around. That haze is still around. It's hanging over our skyline. So if you are outside, please protect yourself. And I'm handing you a real list, a very real list of what to buy to protect your lungs. You got to protect yourself. Protect your neck, like Wu-Tang said. Bodies, borders, and breathing room. Milwaukee, let's get into it. This is the Grapevine. So let me tell you, high T department. That's exactly what Pete Hegseth has explained and what low T actually is. We're going to get into this. This is absolutely out of order. So the Pentagon and your defense secretary, Department of War Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, just announced the Pentagon will annually screen every service member. That's every person that has signed that dotted line at age 18, every service member from every part of the military, every part of the military, every service member 30 and older for testosterone deficiency. So they're calling it internally, they're calling it the high T department, which is so wild. You're calling this the high T department? So you're screening people who are low, are testosterone deficient, or could possibly be testosterone deficient, and you want them to all be on the same page? You want them all to have high levels of testosterone? Do you know what that does to people? You know how dangerous it is to have extraordinary high levels of testosterone? Are you going to do this with the women too? I mean, talk to us, Pete. Call me Pete. Somebody knows Pete out there in Milwaukee. I think he has a cousin here in Milwaukee. I promise you. Maybe Chicago. But call us, Pete. We need to understand all of this. You're not a scientist. So real quick, so everybody's on the same page, I want you to get this real clear right in the dome piece. Low testosterone. I can't talk today. Low testosterone medically means your blood levels drop below roughly 300 nanograms per deciliter. So basically, out of a normal range, that usually runs from about 300 up to 1,000, which basically means that if you have low testosterone, your symptoms can include fatigue, low sex drive, so your hammer ain't hammering, you're losing muscle mass, your mood changes, so you're having major mood swings, even you're having trouble concentrating. I'm pretty sure that's pretty much all of the Americans in America right now. If you have a trouble studying, I mean, that's pretty much everybody in America. Everybody is having trouble. We're right in front of our phones, looking at our phones. This is a part of the culture. Losing muscle mass. Yes, we all lose muscle mass. But I've heard something about muscle mass, and I remember this. I remember a statistic that came out and said that we lose muscle mass at a 17% rate every year after the age of 30. So yeah, you know, we're losing it. You know, at one point I had large muscles. I remember, you know, I gained 15 pounds in a short amount of, like, 15 pounds worth of muscle in a short amount of time. That's just, you know, I was young. I was eating spinach and working out like Popeye and fighting a lot. So, yeah, it's a real diagnosable condition for some men and at some point, usually tied to aging. So this gets folded right into the existing mandatory public periodic health assessment under 30. So, you know, people under 30 can volunteer for the testing if they want in. Hexas framed this around lethality. And so basically he's keeping troops at their biological foundation for combat readiness. So as long as you are staying in the military, they're going to treat you as being lethal. So if you want to be combat ready, what do you have to do? You got to be a part of this. You got to be a part of the high testosterone group. You got to be a part of the high T group. You have to be a part of the bigger, better, faster, stronger group. You have to be a part of those individuals that have that can increase the length of their telomeres. The telomeres are things that keep you living longer, but also increases the length of your biological foundation. Your biological foundation gets stronger because it needs to be ready for combat readiness. I'm not his preacher. I'm just telling you, this is what he is out to do. This is what he is out to do. So you guys are going to have some people, and I got a couple theories around this, and I know those theories are straight up my opinion. we need a section of this called My Opinion, straight up. So these real numbers are worth knowing. Only about 5.6% of men aged 30 to 79. Now, they're not even there. This is just a blanket statistic, not including cultural folks, people who of the black and brown and yellow connection, race, right? Actually, so only about 5.6% of men age 30 to 79 actually have a clinical testosterone deficiency. So doctors have already publicly pushed back on this framing, since testosterone naturally declines with age. But that's not automatically a medical emergency requiring treatment. You just do something about it. Like, honestly, if you want your testosterone to increase, go outside and lift some boats, some rocks and some boulders, and go run, go sprint, go deadlift, go lift anything but a fork. When we come back, testosterone didn't start with the Pentagon. It went mainstream in Las Vegas first. And what I'm going to tell you is genuinely the weirdest, wildest story you will hear in sports today. When we come back in. Welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir. We're back. We talk about the steroid Olympics. We talk about the steroid Olympics in the high T department that the U.S. government Department of War has enacted in the military. I think it goes into effect in October or something of that sort in the fall. But it's my prerogative, and we're going to live like that too today. The enhanced games. Yes, we picking these grapes with the enhanced games. Testing going mainstream. So Milwaukee, in May of this year, something happened in Las Vegas. And I need you to understand that, because it connects directly to that Pentagon story. It's called the enhanced games. And it is exactly what it sounds like. An Olympic-style competition where steroids, testosterone, and human growth hormone are not just allowed, but they're really encouraged. They're encouraged. Like HGH, steroids and testosterone is encouraged. It's crazy. It's no drug testing, but it's no drug testing at all for this. Like nothing. No drug testing. You could just use the, like, whatever you want to use, you could use it. No banned substance list, no drug testing. It's the opposite of the Olympics where you have to ultimately be natural. So these athletes that signed up to the enhanced games, they received massive cash prizes for winning their event, right? So 250 G's for winning their event. A full $1 million if you broke a world record. It's backed by real money. It's backed by Donald Trump. Not, believe this or not, Donald Trump has a venture capital firm called 1789. I want to know what happened in the United States in 1789 for him to call his venture capital firm 1789. I doubt if he even knows what happened in 1789 in America. 1789 in American history. Watch this. Let's see. American history. I'm looking it up too. Watch this. Okay, so in 1789, I just want to go down this little rabbit hole right quick. Little rabbit hole, chase a few squirrels. The United States successfully transitioned from the Articles of Confederation to a functioning constitutional republic. The year was defined by George Washington's inauguration, the organization of the federal government, and early debates that forced the foundation of American law and politics. So there we go. There we have it. That's the reason why Donald Trump called his venture capital firm. He has a venture capital firm that invests in everything that you are not investing in America, Americans, you Americans. That's right. And he's also doing it with a gentleman by the name of Peter Thiel. I'm not going to necessarily expose who Peter Thiel is, but you just look it up and you'll find out what he is, what he's all about. These people behind the enhanced games, and there's more, but these are two main individuals that have put money and time into investing in cheating. That's it. They're cheating. I can't make this up. They're straight up cheating. So, and this isn't like a fringe internet stunt. This is a well-funded, publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange thing. Like the enhanced games now is probably trading at $3. I think. So it went up and then it went down. And guess who won? Guess who won that race? Yeah, I want y'all to guess one time. One time. Just give me one big guess. That's right. Donald Trump. Donald Trump and his people won that race. Look, you can use the people who participated in the enhanced games used 91% of the competitors used testosterone, HGH, which is a human growth hormone, and 62% were on stimulants like Adderall, openly. Like, openly, like, okay, man, you know what? I need to run faster. Let me get some Adderall. Wild. I mean, I don't know. This is wild. The World Anti-Doping Agency and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency condemned it outright. The head of the USDA called it a flat-out dangerous clown show. It is a clown show. So here's the world we're actually living in, Milwaukee. Testosterone and steroid use has gone from taboo to ultimately on television. It went from banned to being branded. In the same year, the Pentagon decided every soldier over 30 needs their hormones checked annually. Is this like the Tuskegee experiment? Are y'all trying to test me? Every soldier over the age of 30 needs to get pricked. They need to be tested and prodded to find out what their hormone level is. So this is not a coincidence to me. This is a culture deciding very much out loud that enhancement is the new normal. That to enhance is the new normal. They like, you know, they're like, man, if a woman could get a BBL and a TTL, then they could get BBL to the TTL, that's a TTL, if y'all get what I'm saying, yeah? If y'all, if a woman could get that, man, you might as well let these dudes get the high level testosterone. They might as well let it go. So here's my theory. And I want it to be known. This is my theory. This is my opinion. It's not the views of Truth Radio. And it's not a proven fact, because I think there's something deeper hanging. But you strip away the marketing, and what you're looking at is like a country trying to engineer a super soldier. They're trying to engineer someone like RoboCop, right? So imagine a person that can run further, jump higher, shoot straighter, recover faster, barely needing any sleep. Because if you have a high level of testosterone, you don't need an enormous amount of sleep. You will rest, but then you're right back up and you're ready to go. That's what they train. Soldiers are trained that way. That's why they're able to wake up at 5 o'clock, go to sleep automatically at 10, and wake back up at 5 o'clock in the morning and continue to do it again. Trained. So it's more than a machine. It's more than a man than a machine. More than a machine than a man. Sorry. Practically an android built to police the world without ever needing rest. Like the RoboCop. Remember the RoboCop used to have to be plugged up? Exactly. So, and I'll go a step further. And this is, you know, it could be controversial, but I think what was part of driving this obsession, this to enhance, is a quiet anxiety about competing athletically and otherwise with black and brown people who've dominated the world of sport over and over again. At one point, if you look at the National Basketball Association, when it didn't allow black people in, and then when it did, what happened? The National Football League, when it didn't allow black and brown people in, and then when it did, hockey is going on now. Tennis is going on now. Rowing is going on now. Speed skating going on now. Think about it. It does not mean that one race is more dominant than the other. That is not the case. But there is a genetic link. There is a genetic link to being foundationally, biologically, the closest people to the first person on Earth. There is a link, and that link allows you to tap into a greater genetic substance. A greater genetic substance. That does not mean that you are inferior. That just means you just, you know, sometimes you ain't got the juice, and it's okay. And it's okay. Work harder. That's all. And so, you know, these people have dominated the sport after sport after sport. And we can prove this motive sits at every boardroom behind this movement. But when you watch who's funding it, who's promoting it, who is, you know, who's putting money behind it, and what biological foundation language keeps getting used around it. I don't think that read is crazy. I think it's worth saying something about it out loud. I think what we need to do is understand it as a people, as a group of human beings. We have to understand it, not create a super soldier so we can invade Karg Island, so we can bomb ports and then put troops on the ground. That shouldn't be the case at all. That shouldn't be the case. But when these people come out of the service, guess who we have on the front lines of, and so a lot of them going to the law enforcement. Guess who is a part of the law enforcement group being trained as a super soldier? We'll be back in 3. Chill. Woo! Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Grapevine. We're about to pick some more grapes, and I'm about to play a video that is very controversial in America and also controversial in Canada. But it kind of explains the effects of human growth hormone, steroid use, and the openness of using it. Ben Johnson, Carl Lewis, they were competitors, rivals, but Ben Johnson happened to get caught with steroids. And he didn't necessarily deny it, but he was saying to other people that he wasn't the only one using it. It was other folks that were using steroids too, that he just happened to have the right combination of steroids and also genetics to and talent and work to win the race. Let's play that, Zach.
Ben Johnson of Canada claimed gold in the men's 100-meter final at the Seoul Olympics 1988, winning in a world record time of 9.79 seconds, but later was stripped of the title due to a doping scandal. Gold was then given to the second place defending Olympic champion Carl Lewis, who ran 9.92 seconds. Ben Johnson of Canada claimed gold.
Yeah. In the men's. So there we have it. And you see how fast he ran? Matter of fact, he beat Carl Lewis twice. He beat Carl Lewis the year before in 87. Was that? Yeah, 87. That was because I was 88. Man, that shows how old I am. But that was 80. That was 88. So Ben Johnson beat Carl Lewis in 87. I mean, he really wrecked him. He beat him bad. So it was a crazy time. That was a really crazy time because steroid use they thought that Carl Lewis was clean. Not everybody thought Carl Lewis was clean, though. People at home were like, man, this dude is running the 100 and under 9. Come on. Come on. 9.92? Come on. Wow. Somebody told on Ben Johnson. Shout out to you, Ben Johnson. Hold it down. But here's a number that's just stopping you in your tracks about the bigger, better, faster conversation. The IT department. For the first time on record, white males, yes, that's it. White males made up less than half of all babies born in America. Less than half, yes, less than half. And and that's the first time on record. So 49.6% in 2024, down from 52.6%. Just 8 years later. Hispanic births are the only group that grew during that stretch. I don't believe that. I think black births have always been a constant, and that's why it's hard to report. We know that black people, and brown people are always giving birth regularly. We're just not going to stop having babies. If you look at the population of Africa, it's a lot of the majority of the population of Africa, especially in most countries in Africa, most people are either under the age of 25 or over the age of 55, the elderly. So everybody in between, they're kind of phasing out, but these young folks are still having babies. Shout out to y'all too. So if you look at the U.S., the overall U.S. birth rate has dropped below replacement level. And that's not saying. We're not talking about the black and brown people. We're talking about the overall U.S. birth rate that was reported. But majority of that report is based around the people who are trying to have kids but are not having kids. We're going to get into it. So basically, the replacement level is 1.6% per woman, when 2.1 is what actually keeps 2.1 kids per woman. Is what keeps a population steady. My mother had 5. Her mom had 7. My two grandmothers on my father's side, it was 12 kids altogether. I got a lot of cousins. And them folks, they having babies. They not going to stop. So it's our rate is probably like 5.1 per woman in our family. Meanwhile, there's a real documented push out of this administration, this Trump administration right now, and its allies, Vice President Vance, Elon Musk. The Heritage Foundation behind Project 2025, more than likely a person like Bill Gates. They're actively strategizing ways to push and boost the birth rate with some proposals, the white birth rate, with some proposals even floating things like cutting funding for higher education for women. They are floating things like cutting funding for higher education for women. Yes, they are. So they can not go to school, right? So they can not go to school and have more babies. Because they said more years in school correlate with having fewer children. Man, these dudes, boy. So here's my question. I want to be careful with how I say this, but basically, you know what? We got the enhanced games video. Hey, take your time. But here's my question. I want to be careful how I say this, but when you put a high T department screening every soldier's hormones and an enhanced games mainstreaming steroid use right next to national movement, actively worried about which Americans are having babies and which aren't. Is that really a coincidence? Is that really a coincidence? Or is the military now professional sport? Are they becoming the testing ground for a much bigger cultural project about strength, reproduction, and who this country wants representing its future? I think it is. I think this is the exact system that they want in place. This is a part of human preservation. We're going to talk. Look, I don't really play Joe Rogan, but, man, he had a great explanation. Let's play this real quick.
Now, the enhanced games is the idea. Okay, the enhanced games is a very well funded idea, and they're
this they
is,
call it the enhanced.
Oh yeah, games? Oh yeah, they're all going to be on the juice. They're going to be on the best steroids money can buy. The best current technology. All the athletes.
Okay,
you know the enhanced games.
No,
yeah. The enhanced. I want to raise something else, and I want to be precise about it. I want to be real precise, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you one race, it has proper testosterone levels than the other. That's not the case. I don't want to do that because, you know, I like to understand about something about myself. I respect all people, everybody. That is a part of my claim, right? That's a part of how I grew up. But that's not, you know, settled science. This whole thing isn't settled science. And claims like that have a genuinely ugly history attached to them. So what I will say is this. Anytime a promotion or fitness standard gets tied to any biological marker instead of pure performance, history has shown us that these standards do not always get applied evenly across every soldier. So the real question, I mean, look at Agent Orange. So the real question isn't who has more testosterone. It is who decides what counts as enough. Who's watching to make sure that decision gets made fairly for everybody? Everybody wearing the uniform. So meanwhile, I want Milwaukee. I need Milwaukee. I want you to sit with this. Black and Hispanic families have not stopped growing. Y'all ain't stopped growing. Y'all continue to have babies. And the data straight up shows it. So in a lot of countries, including black and brown populations, specifically the largest groups, are under the age of 25. And I'm going to say this again, are under the age of 25. A full, healthy, generational spread. So while one political movement is actually worried about engineering a stronger, bigger, better, faster, run longer, run faster, have more babies, more fertile future soldier, right? Able to able to think, you know, able to rest shorter and get up and do whatever they got to do type of soldier. More like a machine more than a man. The population they're worried about replacing hasn't actually slowed down having babies at all. And they're worried. They are worried. There's mad reports about this. Mad reports. Donald Trump has said this. He's said this a lot. I mean, this is a part of his plan. This is a part of Donald Trump's plan to do this. I can't make this up, man. This guy, I'm gonna try to look something up. I'm like, he is absolutely wild. He's wild. This is a very, very weird case. This case is really weird. So, Milwaukee, I want your read on this. Is this genuinely about military readiness, or are we watching something much, much bigger? Are we watching RoboCops being pushed down our throats? Because it's playing out in sports as we speak. So when we come back, we're gonna bring this back down to street level. I'm gonna play a clip for you before we even get into our last couple of topics for the rest of the 2 hours that we on. I'm gonna bring it down so we can really, really understand what I'm really saying to you, and then we're gonna jump into our police chases and what the rules mean for us. We're gonna talk about those pros and cons. Hey, we'll be back in two. Woo! Yep. Wow, bang. Man. It's wild. All these one-hit wonders. Tone Loc. Yo, I think that was Tone Loc. Somebody. Was that Tone Loc? Yeah. Who was it?
Yeah, Tone Loc.
Yeah. So yeah, look, welcome back to the Grapevine. We're picking some more grapes. I'm your host, Manon Sabir, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Radio. Yes, we are back, and I'm glad you are sitting down with me in your car, listening, traveling, whatever you got to do, eating some lunch, whatever you're doing. Glad you are here, man. I'm super happy that you're here. My mother said I'm coming in too hyped, so I'm gonna come in like this. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Poetry Hour. 101.7 The Truth Poetry Hour. We're talking the high tea department. And the reason there's a broader reason why we're talking high tea department, having high levels of testosterone in the military. Pete Hegseth, who is the Department of War defense minister, has said he's going to start testing soldiers over the age of 30 for low testosterone so they can boost their testosterone. Very interesting. Very weird. Very classy-ish. It's not classy at all. So, but what I do propose and I do know is that when you get soldiers who have high levels of testosterone and they come out of the military, there are soldiers that will go right into public service. We should show the Rodney King beating. I mean, there we go. There we have it. I mean, do we need to show any other police brutality? No, I'm not going to. Let's not show that. But we are going to show. I am going to show a clip of what an actual android looks like. Yes, I'm talking androids. And I think what we're erring on is the side of a, don't play it yet. We playing it? Don't play it yet. What I'm proposing is that we're not just trying to enhance our soldiers in the military. That's not it. What we're trying to do is test their ability to compete with machines. And then when as they're competing with machines, as they're competing with machines, they enhance the machine quality, they study these humans, enhance the machine quality. Then when these people who are bigger, better, faster, stronger die, like they donate their brain. Y'all know about that, right? Like CTE, when people die, some people donate their brain. They take the body, or they take the head of this individual, and they put it on a machine. If you don't think this is happening, let's play this clip. And I tell you that we got folks that are running from cops. Y'all not going to be running long. They're going to be jumping from house to house. So they're going to be running from house to house. Look at this machine. They have it on a kind of a pedestal type of deal, but so it's not necessarily on the ground. But they have these machines already ready for people's heads to be placed inside of them. If you do not believe what that is going to happen, that is happening right now. The video is on. It's right here in your face. They already got robo. They already got machines. Look at this. Look at it. They already have machines that are walking next to you that you can purchase today. This is one part of policing. So you're not going to be running from the cops. They can control you. You could take this machine out and, you know, slash it with your little knife. And the machine going to do what to you? Is that it? Is that a pinprick? And then it'll run at you and just take you out, eliminate you. That's what it is. I'm not trying to scare you. But if this machine is looking at you in your face on this video, imagine what is going on behind closed doors. Milwaukee's new police chase rules. I'm gonna open up the phone line. So 9 people, that's how many Milwaukeeans have died in police chases last year alone. 6 crashes, 9 lives. That's why the rules have changed. And I want you to actually understand what changed before you form an opinion of it. So as of February 6th, Milwaukee Police Department can no longer justify a chase on speed alone. Just on speed, they can't justify it. So officers now need at least one additional factor, like a collision, forcing another driver to swerve, or blowing through a control intersection. That's right. So the Fire and Police Commission is pushing for to go even further. A newer proposal will stop officers from chasing reckless drivers after the initial stop attempt entirely and require immediate termination the moment a chase becomes dangerous. Okay. So this may be a case for tighter rules. And fewer high-speed chases means fewer innocent bystanders getting killed by a fleeing driver who was probably never going to get caught. So reckless driving was stated as the reason in 714 out of 970 total pursuits in 2025 alone. That is a lot, man. Y'all running a lot. They going to start putting out spike strips. They already got the flocker, whatever that's called to catch you while you have the license plate reader. They got that, the flock. The case against some, and then you can also make sure that you can check and see if you've been flocked on the website, Have I Been Flocked? The case against some officials and also families worry that this teaches reckless drivers that if they just keep going, police going to wear out. They're going to back off. And it's really emboldening more dangerous driving. Citywide, not less. So, y'all, what do you all think about this? What is your stance on what they're going to do? I'm going to go to the chat. And also, if you feel like calling in, 833 833- 212-1017, 833-212-1017. You can call in. You can also text and tell us what you think about, you know, if you want to talk about the high T department. This is on your soapbox. Get on your soapbox. Y'all can write a whole lot in the chat. Go do what you got to do. Say what you want to say. The enhanced games, the demographic angle. You can talk about it all. Police chasing. LaRon Taylor said, I don't think that there is anything Trump won't do. The infamous Blitzkrieg invasion by Nazi soldiers was so successful that they were hopped up on methamphetamines and did not sleep for days. As a matter of fact, yes, more than likely all day. But also, we also were invaded. If y'all didn't know that, we were invaded in Portland, Oregon, and also California by one of the opposing armies of one of the countries, believe it or not, in the 40s. And Baybar said, Solid Snake, yes, probably. LaRon Taylor, a year before Floyd heard from Marshall High School, beat Carl Lewis in 2000 in the Moscow Goodwill Games. So that, y'all proving my point. Not everybody knows that there were more than one people before Ben Johnson that was on steroids. Trust. And there was no high A cost of living causing low birth rate. Reminds what happened in the Sons of Paradise. Yes. And that's Baybar saying that. LaRon Taylor said, you had Funky Co Medina. We were playing Funky Co Medina. No Limit has some type of soldier. Cash Money had the Army and the Navy. Okay, what are y'all on today? And then LaRon Taylor says, this also means a whole lot more. People's cars are getting stolen again. They tried this once. Yeah. Remember that area? It was an area in... by one of off of 35th Street that had like a whole lot of stolen kids. I mean, it was like the kids were just coming out of the house. It just driving the kids. The stolen ones, though, they don't have the correct pursuit vehicles to chase these cars. Yes. Matter of fact, why don't they get some donations from Dubai and get some Porsches and Hummers and like souped up Hummers, though. And also Lamborghinis. You get the Lambos, I don't think people are going to be going that fast. They're just going to stop straight up. Then, you know, it's drones out here. They got the drones. So, everybody, the next hour, you're in the right place. You're in the right place, Milwaukee, because we're going to have a little fun. I'm helping men catch themselves before a night turns bad. And I've got a name you need to remember before next week's show. I'm going to introduce a few of our next week guests. And I'm going to see what you think when they come up. We'll see you after these breaks.